The topic is total state and total sports. Linked at birth and one and the same. Now, some people are going, Minute Church, please. The total big tyrannical state is not the same as total as a sport team. Oh, yes, it is. All you need to do to convince yourself of this is go out there and find anyone that's got a MAGA hat on. Make America great again. It's got one of those, these colors don't run, bumper stickers on the back of their pickup truck. That wears the red, white, and blue t-shirt to sporting events. Ask them if they're watching the NFL anymore. Well, I don't watch that anymore. Why not? They disrespect our country and our flag. Because they didn't, why, how'd that happen? Because they started kneeling during the anthem. So, patriotism then equals being in cahoots with anyone else that happens to be in any room when a song is played. Do I have that right? No, Minter Church, please. No, Darryl, it's not any song. It's just the song. Why can't it be any song? What made that song? Well, because our government proclaimed it the national anthem, you dummy. I must have missed the constitutional authority to proclaim songs as national anthems that require me to stand at attention with my hand over my heart. Minter Church, you're in dangerous territory now. Now, if I'm at an event and there are enough other people doing it, and if it's solemnly and tastefully done, I'll stand at attention. I'll take my hat off. Respectfully. I do that out of respect for others. Because it's not my place to stand out and get all up in someone else's business about it. But ask yourself this question. As you ponder what I just said, I'll stand at attention and I'll take my hat off. I have to say something to you people, and I apologize for it in advance. Please take no offense, and I apologize to our Lord in advance as well, but it has to be said. When was the last time you heard the following two words blurted out? And you saw heads bow in unison or hats come off in unison. Interested in what the two words are, aren't you? Good guess. What do you think they are? What do you think they are? Come on. Mike, what do you think the two words are? What do you think they are? Oh, you thought I was going to say United States.
Right. You say United States, make Mark great again. I take my hat off.
Now, again, let's go back. Hi, Pledge of Allegiance said, hats come off. Well, I have respect for my country. National anthem is played. Hats come off, hand on heart. But don't worry. We don't have a civil religion that's replaced the actual religion. So what are the two words? Last time you heard them, and with enough people gathered around, could be a small group of people. You saw a tip of the head, a bow, and a hat come off. You know what the two words are? Anybody? Anybody?
The hat tip word is Jesus Christ.
That's two words that are so powerful, they can compel any of the fallen angels, demons as they should be called, into immediate submission. Two. Invoke those two words and all the powers of heaven and earth to the faithful, to the just man, are at his disposal. Most MAGAs, make America great againers, have more respect when it comes down to actual real world application the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem than they do to the words Jesus Christ. Now, if you don't see the issue with that, the problem with it, and maybe even an opportunity to do something about it, write me a letter, kingdude@mikechurch.com, and I'll be happy to explain it to you. Oh, three words to end this. Look this up on the World Wide Web. Holy Name Society.